Well, I'm going to make this simple, and Israel can understand. And I am not worried about being dignified. Hallelujah. Or how it is conveyed. I just want to react the spirit of His truth. To speak unto Israel that you understand His compassion. Even when He corrects you, it's His chamal, His compassion. We're such an ignorant jackass of a people. But a mother straightening out her child, it is the compassion that calls her to do that. When Ima does that and our father straightens the child, it is His compassion. Not some hatred. Now, times my mother would say, I hate doing this as much as you believe that. Well, Mom, I don't believe that because what you're putting on me, that hurts. But she did that to straighten me out. Hallelujah. She did that to sow the seed right. There's so hard ground out here. You got to plow this stuff. This field here, what we plowed up, putting that shop, that thing never grew anything. Never. The soil wasn't right. It was dead soil when we put it there. You put something out there, it didn't produce. I don't care what you put on it, it never did anything. It was rocky. It was not topsoil. That's what topsoil is. It has the nutrients there. There's one thing about virgin soil, that's nothing like it. This spot that I clean off right here for the mint, you don't need to put nothing out there. Just put the seeds out there. Hallelujah. I recall Brother Dell, when we first came in, we planted Garden Wonder. We put nothing out there but beans and watermelons and cantaloupe. We didn't put nothing on those seeds. And they grew abundantly because it was the first time it had ever been planted there. And as the weather began to erode the topsoil, that's what the enemy does to your life. He began to roll that away which you trust in. When you first found Him, even though when He found you, you were ignorant, you had an esprit, you had a joy, and all of a sudden all the nutrients of the topsoil is washed away from you. And everything is appearing as the old dead, stinking soil. That's all over. That stinks. We're putting those poles in the ground of the day. Brother Pat was on the track, and of course I'm holding that big auger, and she goes down, and then you can just smell the aroma when you get down about 3 feet. It just stinks. Rotten down there. Or you do that in Garden One, it's a different thing. But over in that field there, it just stinks. Smell like something that is putrefied. Stinks. No life there. Hallelujah. So you got to allow Yah to put this battle axe, the plow. You got to let Him put the tines down in you. Hallelujah. You got to let this sword begin to cut down in that wicked, corrupt, abominable heathen flesh. That's what you got to do. You're heathen. You got to let this word cut down in there. Hallelujah. I don't care. We've timed that field over there, but all the water that comes up, it stinks. It's a rotten water. Sure it is. The water is rotten. It stinks. Has no nice smell to it. It's a surface water. It hasn't gone down and been purified like it ought to be. Hallelujah. See, what we have in these ponds here is what we call runoffs. And there's a little artesian well in that pond over there. What we have down here, there's a flowing stream that flows through the creek all the time. And it flows and it washes out the impurities on out of the water down to the creek, into the lake over there. It settles down as soot in the bottom of this old sunnish water. And it becomes black and mucky down there. Whereby even no fish want to be down there. So you got to get the heart right. It begins in the mind, brothers and sisters. It begins there by getting the mind in order. And then when you get the mind in order, you're going to begin to walk in the mishvah, or the Torah of life. And how you begin to walk in that, you must begin the shemak. You must begin to hear. When you can hear yourself more than you hear the word of Yah, then you know there's something demented and twisted in your mind. You can hear yourself speaking. You can hear Yahshua. You know that something is twisted in your mind. Speak to me, Yahshua, speak to me. Hallelujah. He said that Yah, He sent His melach, His messengers, rising up early, sending them, because He had hamal. He had compassion on His people and on His dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of Yah. Pastor Roberts, I would never do that. The messenger of Yah say something to you. And He speaks directly to you. And Pastor Roberts, He said that. He made me sick. He said that. Pastor Roberts, here. Come on, you're mocking the messenger of Yah. Y'all are for quiet. You're guilty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they mock the messenger. The word is going to always find you out. You can hide, honey. You can hide around your wicked flesh. You can hide in your dignified look. You can hide in your little pious looking serene way. But you can't hide. He strips Israel. He makes them bare naked. That's why when Moshe brought them out of that place, he said, before they come before me and worship me, go make them take baths. Can you imagine? What do you hide? Take a bath like that, sister. Just make them all. That's what they had to do. They had to go bathe. Put on something that's clean. Hallelujah. Put on some clean clothes. Put on the Sadiq righteousness of Yahshua. That's what you put on. He said, they mock my messengers. But Pastor Roberts, preacher, I heard you say this. What do you mean? You said they mock the Melech, the messenger of Yah. They mock the messenger. They got crazy as hell with the messenger because he spoke to their wickedness. He spoke to their spirit and they got mad. He shamed them. Honey, shame me now. I'd rather be shamed now. There's some of you that's nothing going to work for you unless someone shame you. That's the truth. You must be shamed. Rational speak doesn't help you one bit. Because you mutter like a crazy wild man or foolish woman. It crazy as hell. They mocked his messengers of Yah. And they despise his words. You never despise the words of this preacher. Preach now. But don't answer me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they despise his words, the words of Yah. And they misuse his Nobi, the prophets. They misuse them until the wrath of Yah arose on his people. Now listen, because we have misused the tenets of Yah, his wrath, that's why tribulation is coming, has arose upon, did it say the wicked or his people? His people. For what? Till there was no mapay, no remedy, no health, no profiting, no soundness of mind in them at all. Because you rejected, rebel against his messengers, you have despised those that speak to you in a prophetic utterance, and the anger of Yah has been kindled. And he says now there you that there's no mapay at all, no remedy, no healing. There's no soundness in your mind. There's no soundness in your flesh. You have no sound will, no sound pressing. This is the word of Yah. This is not make-believe. It's not something this preacher's making up. And if you read it in the contextual application, you will see what Yah speaking on his house here. It is nothing that I'm trying to introduce. It is what the word of Yah says. He's dealing with his people. He said, you call such, your actions have caused this kind of debilitating type of action or response from me, yeah, that there is no healing for you. There is no more pain, no remedy. And you will know it's no remedy because your mind is not sound. A sound mind loves sound things. A sound mind loves sound things. I was listening this morning as to a little news extension. And they said that if you feed children things that are healthy, we think that children love candy and sweets and all that, but they don't. When I was out with the boys, I said to them, I said to Josiah, he said, boy, that chicken smells nice. He said, I want some chicken. It was smelling wonderful. Boy, they had that aroma out there. That chicken was smelling real nice. I said, boy, when he said that, it was smelling. My. I said, tell you what, Josiah, what'd you rather have, a piece of cake or chicken? He said, chicken. I said, all right, boy, Abner, what do you want? You'd rather have ice cream and cake or chicken? He looked at me, he said, chicken. I want some meat. I don't know ice cream. I want some real food. And so we think that they lack sweet and all that, but they really would rather have the most more nutritional thing. Why? Because that's what their bodies desire. Hallelujah. And when we are in the body, if we are the body of Yahshua, we desire the pure word of Yah. We desire the pure word of Yah. We desire the pure word of Yah. If we're not in the true body of Yahshua, then we desire some kind of mutated form of doctrines.
But when we're in the body of Yahshua, we want the pure word of Yah, because that is our mape. That is the healing of our bodies, the curing of our minds, to make them sound. And because we will not listen to the messengers, that those that have raised hell against me, that preacher said that he make me sick as hell. I just, And because of that, their minds are not sound. And so they began to wander. And they began to do their own thing, and they become even the more corrupt. That is the truth. Hallelujah. They become even the more corrupt. And Yah said, my wrath is kindled now, that there is no remedy for my tongue to you. Brothers and sisters, you do not want that spirit Ichabod to be written. Brothers and sisters, do all things without murmuring and complaining. I warn us all here, you better do all things without your muttering and complaining, that you may become unreprovable sons of Yah in the midst of a perverted and wicked generation. You better stop your murmuring and complaining. You better stop muttering and calling upon that spirit of hell because of your muttering and your complaining. It does not speak the mape, the health of Yah, to you. And you do it. And because we're ignorant, we don't realize what we're doing. So he sends messengers to show us his compassion. I say that again. He sends messengers. He sends melech, messengers to show us his compassions. He sends the Nobi to reprove us and to establish the power of his healing word, that it may be recognized among Israel. We must receive the healing word of Almighty Yah. We must, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I want, as David says here in Tehillim 107 verse 20. This is what Yah does. Tehillim, Psalms 107 verse 20. Yahweh, the wisdom, the instructions, the counsel of Yah, the fear of Yah, the Ruach of Yah, the HaKadosh Ruah. He sent forth his word. And he rofat, he healed them. He made them healthy. He healed the individuals of their distress. That's what that rofa is. He sent forth his word, and it is to make you healthy. It is to heal you of your distress. It is to heal you of the corruption of your mind. He sent forth his word and healed them, and he delivered them from what? From your own destruction. Your destruction is destroying you. He sent forth his mapea, and it rofa, it healed them. It stabilized their mind. It made them sound. It gave them healing. It gave them the assurance of Yah. That's what he's doing, Israel. This is the compassion of Yah among Israel. This is his compassion today. He sent forth a messenger to declare unto us his living words, that we may have the higher, we may have the high, the life of Yahshua in us, and for us to live as Yahshua, for us to live in him is our fullness of Almighty Yah. For us to live as Yahshua. In him we live. In Yahshua we move. We live in the word, don't we? Come on, brothers and sisters. This is where our mind ought to have its life source from, the words. From the word. When our life source is from the words, our minds are taken care of, then that's going to take care of everything else about us. It'll take care of our bodies, it'll take care of our health. Sure will. We got to get the mind right first. The mind must be established. We must let the mind, this living mind of Yahshua, it must be in us. Hallelujah. As the old one said, I feel all right now. Hallelujah. I really do. I could preach for another couple hours here. Hallelujah. I ain't going to do it though. Hallelujah. He sent forth his word. It's the power of his word that heal us. And the power of his word, it deliver us from all of our destruction. It is the wholesome word. The word of Yah is wholesome. It is pure. It is his mape. It brings the health. It brings the liveliness of Almighty Yah. It brings the power of Yahshua alive, because the witness that this word that we hear, it is the power of the living truth, of the witness of the truth that's in our life. That's Yahshua. He dwells in Israel. He dwells in Israel. We Israel. His word came unto his lost house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he came out of. That's what he came to, the Lord's house. He is not some dead stone. Yah is not the Abba of the dead, but he is the Abba of the living. And if you're dead, he is not your Abba. That's why you look bad. Why? Because you don't have the Ahava of Yah. You don't love His word. You don't love the commands, the mitzvah of Yah. Look what Kephar Peter says in 1 Peter 1:3. I like this. He is the Haya. It says in First Peter 1:3, it says, Barak, Esha, blessed be Yahweh, the Abba of our Master, Yahshua HaMashiach, which according to His abundant mercy, listen now, He has birthed us, He has secured us, He has brought us unto us, He has begotten us again. Listen, to a lively, to a higher tikvah through the resurrection of Yahshua HaMashiach from the dead. Do you hear that, brothers and sisters? This hope that we have is lively. When a man got something he's hoping for, it keeps him alive every day. When a man know that he's waiting on that promise that is going to mature or maturate in time, it keeps his heart alive. When he's tried, when he's afflicted, he's still waiting on that. I know she's coming, and I've seen her. Oh my, when that daughter waits on that promise, there's a lively hope. Nothing destroys it. I don't care if she's sick. When you mention that man that is coming, she looks alive. Her eyes began to light up. The clarity of her eyes began to shine with brightness. When the man hears of his wife coming from the distance, he can be lying on the back of his back, sick, overtaken. But there's a glimmer of lively hope in his eyes. And that expression began to illuminate in his eyes. And the whole arena whereby he's at, it comes alive. And you that's feeling sorry for him, you began to rejoice with him because he has a life. We have a lively stone. And this lively hope is a lively hope. Listen, I don't let the fool rage in his folly, in his heathen ways, and making himself sorry. I have a lively hope. It is a hope that is of high. It is alive. My hope is not dead. My hope is not some distant. It is now. It is present. Yahshua is my hope and my reason for living and nothing else. You get that lively hope and you'll wake up with life in you. You get that lively hope in you. You'll go to bed with liveliness. When trials come, you're lively. When sickness comes, you're lively. When there are tribulations, you're lively. When you've been battered by hell, you're still lively. Why? Because it is the hope that keeps you alive. It is the message of Yah, in Yahshua the Lamb, that sustains us and keeps us alive. I will not denounce my Abba. I'm not dead. I was once dead in trespasses and sin. I had no lively hope, but today I got a lively hope. And when you speak of that hope, it makes something rise up from my inward parts. The rivers began to flow. I began to drink from the cistern, the well of life. He has begotten us by a lively hope. I may have been dead in trespass and sin. And I was the chiefest of them, just like you. But yet He has begotten me through Yahshua HaMashiach to a lively hope. To a hope that is alive. Not to a tikvah that's dead. And it is that hope, is that tikvah that makes my life glad. When I'm sad, it makes my life glad. When I'm oppressed, it makes me rejoice. When there is no emotion to express, it is the lively, it is the higher tikvah that makes my life fat. And Torah Yah, for the liveliness of His tikvah, He has grafted onto a wretched thing like me. Hallelujah. Yahshua is a lively, tikvah. And that's why He's the Abba of Yitzhak, Abraham, and Yaakov. He is not the Most High, the Mighty One of the dead, but He is the Abba of the living. Hallelujah. He is the Abba of the living and not the dead, because my hope is alive. And that's why I long for the coming. Hallelujah. Those saying, oh, I want to see Yeshua, look upon his face, there to sing forever of the saving of Yah. I want to look upon his face in the kingdom and sing of the mighty power of his great splendor and the excellence of this living, this higher hope that we have in Yeshua. Even Kephas says in chapter 2 verse 4, he says, to whom coming? And he's talking about Yeshua. To whom coming? To whom coming? To whom coming? Second Kephas 2, first Kephas 2 4, to whom coming? As a living stone. He's not a dead stone. Yeshua's not dead, but he's alive. A living stone, a higher stone, disallowed indeed of men. And we walked in the heathenness of man, we disallowed Yeshua. When we walked in our religious ways, we disallowed him. Indeed, disallowed or rejected a man. But he is chosen. He is chosen of Yahweh. And he is precious. Look at this. You also. You also, Israel. Come on here, people. He said, you also as the lively stones. And that's what we are. We are not dead stones, but we are lively stones. That's all right. Yeshua is the lively stone of Yah. He said, you also. I'm so glad he included me in there. Hallelujah. I like that. He did not say as lively stone, did he? But he said as lively stones. Hallelujah. He did not say as a lively stone, but he said, you also as lively stones, as higher, as the life of the power of Yeshua resonate and flow from you, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a kadosh office of the Kohen, to offer up, come on, spiritual sacrifices, accepted to Yah by Yeshua HaMashiach. We ought to offer up lively sacrifices. Hallelujah. Yah did not offer up a dead lamb. Yahshua is alive. Hallelujah. And that lamb was the fullness of his life. It was the fullness of the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't go find a lamb that was rotten in the field and offer that. They offered up the lamb. They nailed him to the stake. They nailed the lively lamb. Hallelujah. He did not deny the Abba. And when the works were finished, he gave up willingly the Ruach of Almighty Yah. We are the lively stones of Yah. Come on, Israel. We're not dead stones. Hallelujah. You began to allow your countenance, your mind to be governed by the mitzvah of life. And the more you grow in the wisdom of Yah, the more you understand what the life of Yah is. This life is just a mess. It's a microcosm of what is to come. And as we live this life in the presence of Yah, we more excited every day because our lively hope is alive. Why? Because of the resurrection of Yeshua. We are all going to die. That's an appointment unto us. We're going to physically leave this body, but there's a lively hope we have, brothers and sisters. There's a liveliness of this hope. Why? Because we're living to live. We're going to have the high of the Hayah of Yah. Hallelujah. We're not living to die. We're living to live. You can't find that in Buddha. You can't find it in Christendom. You find it only in the word of Yahweh. And that is the truth. We are living. We are lively stoned. We must offer up the sacrifices of Totah unto Yah. Totah unto Yah Almighty. And that's what we must do, brothers and sisters. From the grave we cannot praise Yah. Because there's no liveness in the grave. And there's something profound in the book of Sirach. Hear the words of Yah. We will find out who's alive. And who has the liveliness of Yah in them. It says in Sirach 17:26. It says, Yisrael, return to the Most High. Return to Yahweh. And turn away from iniquity. And hate abominations intensely. Is that not profound for us, brothers and sisters? I don't care if that came out of a comic book, it's still profound. Come on, let us return back unto the ways of Yah, the Most High, and turn away from our iniquity, our Torah lustness ways, without the governing of the Mishra, of the government of Yah's Torah. Let us turn away from that, and we hate abominations. We hate our abominable lips and our perverse tongue. We hate it, brothers and sisters. That's why I tell you I hate this nation, because it's a nation of such abomination and lies and filth and wickedness and corruption. It is a wicked nation. It is a selfish nation. It is a nation that's ran by heathens. And you cannot let them form your mind, your concept, and your thoughts of life. We must be free from this nation. Hallelujah. It says here, Shirach says, who will sing praises to the Most High in hell? Who's going to sing praises to Yah in hell? No one. It says, as do those who are alive and give Torah. When we are alive, we will give Torah unto Yah. But he profoundly utters this. He says, from the dead, as from one who does not exist, thanksgiving has ceased. So if you're dead, thanksgivings, a Torah has ceased from you. If you, it's just like you're not even existing. If there's no Torah in you, Torah Yah. He says in some things we ought to give him Torah. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Then why do you give muttering and complaining? That's wickedness. Come on and hear the word of Yah. He speaks with a mopey tongue unto Israel. I read that again. From the dead. As from one that does not exist, Torah, thanksgiving, is not in their mouths, has ceased. None there. But listen, it says, but he who is alive and well sings Yahweh's praises. Those that are alive and they are well, they have the mapay, the help of Yah. They will sing Yah's praises. But those that are dead in sin, and those that don't even exist, they will not sing Todah unto Yah. But those that are alive and well, they may be afflicted in their bodies, but they still sing praises. That's the truth. They may be in excruciating pains, but they will still sing Torah and praise, give a lively praise unto Yah. Why? Because I have a living tikvah. For me to live is Yahshua. And if I die, then I gain the whole kingdom of Yah. What will it profit any of us to gain the whole world and lose our nefesh, our soul, our being? So will you find those that are dead and those that have no existence in HaMashiach? There's no liveliness of Todah unto Yah, but those that are alive in Yahshua, they will say Todah unto Yah. Hallelujah. There will be a lively praise that go forth out of them. We can think this is immaterial, but that's a lie from hell. When Yah says, let everything that has the life of my power in them, my ru'ah, praise him. He means that. And the wickedness and the stubbornness of our flesh says we can't do that. It was one that was had palsy when they cried out to Yahshua, when blind Bartimaeus, and when they cried out when the one that had the issue of blood, she pressed through for the mape, the healing words of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you don't press beyond you, it shows that you are trusting in you. We got to press on in the word of Yahweh. We got to press in the word of Yahweh. We got to press ourselves by the words. We got to press ourselves in the words. We got to press ourselves by the instruction of the word of Yah. We must be pressed by the word of Yah. Hallelujah. And the word of Yah will press us in the shape. That's what you use a press for, to conform or to make something conformative unto the shape you want it to be. And this is the only thing, my friend, that's going to press you into the shape or the form of the image of Yahshua. Your mind is pressing you in the form of a heathen and a fool. But the word of Yah will press you into the image of his dear son, Yahshua the Lamb. Now that's why he sends messengers unto us. This word is sharp and powerful. Just like a two-edged sword, it cuts. Hallelujah. I'm glad it cuts. I don't want nothing that's dull. I want something that's right. So I love the word of Yah. It cuts. It's sharp. is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts, it separates your flesh from your ruach. Hallelujah. It separates that carnal mind from the mind of Yahshua, the Lamb. And that's the mind that we need. Hallelujah. Yah instructs us, listen, brothers and sisters, he wants you to turn away from your wickedness. It is your own wickedness that is impeding you. How do I know? It says in Yeshkel, in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 18:27. I want to read one verse here. It says here, as Yah spoke unto the Nabi to warn Israel. Ezekiel 18:27. He said again, when the wicked man, you understand what a wicked man is? It is one that defies the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah. Would he tell you to remember the Shabbat? He means that. Would he tell you you should not take his name in vain? He means that. Would he tell you don't commit adultery? Is that true? Is that true? So is remembering the Shabbat. Are they written on the same stones? Were they not written on the same stones? You had the four mitzvahs that dealt with loving Yah on one stone. And then you had the six that dealt with man on the other stone. And on the back side of that was the ordinance and the mitzvah of Yah. His instructions unto Yisrael. So he says to Yeshkel, he said, again, when you warn the wicked man, when you warn the wicked man, he's wicked and he turned away from his wickedness that he has committed. And that's what you need to do. Turn from your wicked attitude. Turn away from your heart and resolve. And the wicked man, he turns. The wicked that he has committed, he turns from that. And does that which is according to the Torah and Mishpat, according to the law and judgment. He does what the Torah tells him, according to what the Torah teaches you. That's why if you have an alt against your brother or your sister, you go and get it right. You lay your gift down and then you go to the altar. You do according to the Torah. It says, he shall save his nephesh alive. He shall save himself. He shall be alive. He shall be a lively one unto Yah. He shall have the higher of Yah. It is your own wickedness that caused the power of this life to be dispersed from you. It's your own sins. It's not the sins of someone else. It's not what someone has done to you. It's what you're doing to Yah. That's what it's about. It is what you are doing to Almighty Yahweh. You must repent of your wickedness. You must change your wicked ways. Well, what do I do, preacher? I want to show you what you do. If you want to live, I will show you what you need to do. Hallelujah. Peter says in 1 Kepha 3:10. You know it. You've read it. But this is what it says. Do you love life? I love life. Now, I'm telling you that I love life. I love living. I want to live with the mape of Yah. I want to live healthy. Sure, I do. I want to live strong. And I know there are things that help me that shape my attitude whereby that it will be beneficial for me. I want it. I don't care whether it's natural. Whatever it is, I want it. It's the mind of Yahshua shows how to utilize those things. It says in 1 Kepha 3:10. It says to you, Israel, for he that will love Ahava life, I love the high of Yah. I love living in Yahshua. I love the fellowship of his people. I love that. He that will love life and see beautiful, tough days, let him first of all, do you love life? Do you want to see life? So is this talking to you or me? Come on, it's talking to me. He said, you that will love life and see tough days, first of all, refrain his tongue from evil. Because it is the wholesome words of the mape words that speak health to the bones. Because you speak with muttering and wickedness, you don't have health in your bones. Come on, brothers and sisters. You don't realize what the words out of your mouth, what they do to you. I am a man, I say to my wife, I will say, listen, daughter of Zion, you may think you know what you're saying, but I am a messenger of Yah. I hear what you're saying. You feel what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Do y'all hear that? See, many times you speak with how you feel. You speak with how you feel. Hallelujah. So I hear what you said in your feel of your speech. And your feelings are corrupt. They're tinged with you. The word of Yah is the strength of his character. It's the beauty of his dynamic power that he has given unto Israel. So I love life. And I sure want to see tough days and beautiful days. You began, first of all, reframing your tongue from evil. Stop your lying and your talking. Sons of Israel, daughters of Zion, stop your damn lies. Your wicked utterance of vain words. Stop your damnable muttering out of your mouth. Quiet, huh? I will, my brother. Because I love living. I'm telling you the truth, I love living now. You want to die, just keep doing this then. I love living. And I want to live. I want to live. And I want to have the mape. I want to have the healing and the health of my bones too. Let you begin with reframing. Let him reframe his. Now, does it say your neighbor's tongue or your tongue? Whose tongue? Come on, people. His tongue. And your muttering is about always the neighbor, someone else. A wise one would judge themselves. Because when they judge themselves, they would say, I don't even know when I'm judged, Yah. And so the word of Yah doesn't offend them. You're always speaking evil with your muttering witchcraft spirit. And that thing is poisoning you. It is killing you, honey. It ain't killing them. It's killing you. It says, first of all, refrain your tongue from evil. And your lips, that they speak no perverse guile. Lies. You speak on things that you don't even know to be accurate and true. Stop it. You stop that damnable twisted mess. Shut your wicked mouth. Let there be no guile. Speaking lies. Speaking with extortion. Let there be no guile. Now, he's talking to you. Oh, I want you to say that to me because I got this. Out of all the scripture, all the verses in scripture, Ketpool, this is one I got laminated on a little card in front of my desk. Oh, I know what it says, but I got this one here because I love life. I love life. You don't have to love life. I love life. Mama, you're getting old, but love life. Hallelujah. I'm going to love life. Yes, sir, because I know that I have a lively tikva. My hope is alive. My hope is in this. My hope is in life. Listen, my hope is not in death. My hope is in life because there is a resurrection for those that have died in HaMashiach. But my hope is a lively one. My tikva is lively. So you that will love life and see the beauty of the day of Yah. When you arise, you just say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because from the grave, as that we said, you cannot praise Yah. I think I'll testify while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll testify while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll testify while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough unto me. Oh, I think I'll sing a song while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll sing a song while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll sing a song while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough to me. Oh, I think I'll walk this walk while I have a chance. Oh, I think I walk this walk while I have a chance. Oh, I think I walk this walk while I have a chance. You know Yah has been tough unto me. Oh, I think I'll bless Yahweh while I have a chance. Oh, I think I'll bless Yahweh while I have a chance. Oh, I think I bless Yahweh while I have a chance. You know Yah has been good to me. Oh, I think I Barak Yahshua. While I have a chance, oh, I think I Barak Yahshua. While I have a chance, oh, I think I Barak Yahshua. While I have a chance, you know Yah has been to me. Oh, I think I praise Yahweh. While I have a chance, oh, I think I praise Yahweh. While I have a chance, oh, I think I praise Yahweh. While I have a chance, you know Yah has been to me. Well, I think I Torah Yah. While I have a chance, oh, I think I Torah Yah. While I have a chance, oh, I think I Torah Yah. While I have a chance, you know Yah has been to me. Oh, I think I have a Yah. While I have a chance, oh, I think I have a Yah. While I have a chance, oh, I think I have a Yah. While I have a chance, for you, Yah has been tough to me. Hallelujah. That's all right. I got a little carried away. I feel all right, as the old folks would say. I feel it in my bones today. It is aliveness in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like Elisha, when the dead body was thrown upon him, it came alive. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So while we're alive, we have a chance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. For he that will love or have a life, in see 12 days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking lies and guile. Look, my brothers and sisters, let him hate evil and do tov. You do tov unto those that despitefully use. You do tov. And let him seek shalom and pursue it. That's what you do. And you will know, brothers and sisters, that you have the Ahavav Yah in you. I want to close with this verse here. Now, I can preach on this for the next 2 or 3 months, but I cannot go any further because there's many things that we need to talk about and preach on. Hallelujah. As we prepare for Pesach here on week after next. But this is how you know you have the life, the higher in you. As Yochanan says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like this. Israel, for you know that you have passed from death to higher to life, because we love the brothers. He that love his brother or love not his brother abides in death. You will know you have passed from death moot unto higher, that there's a pure love for Israel. It is one thing that Elder Bynum, that he says, and it is so genuine. It is so pure from the man's love that I love. He says to me, Pastor Roberts, I love Israel, and you know it's genuine. You will know your path from death, from moot, unto higher, the high of Yah, where you have love for your brothers and your sister. And you will know you got love for your sister and your brother when you suffer long with him. Love suffers long. And that's what the Ahavav Yah does. You can suffer with your sister in her weak ways, your brother in his immaturity, but you still speak the wisdom of Yah unto them. Hallelujah. And you that do not love your brothers or sister, you have death in you. And there's one thing about the sure sign of love. It is honest. Hallelujah. You live honest before each other. That's what the scripture tells us. To live honest before one another. Hallelujah. I don't have to hide nothing. I said to the brothers yesterday as we were talking, I said, I put him back the little change that comes in here because for the things we need to do and for the hard times, and we go ahead and get what we need. So when the times get hard, because times are going to get hard, you hear me? We have confidence in Yah, but He has always raised up men that are wise and can understand and foresee a pattern of things that we may prepare for that. Hallelujah. Come, you know it's a hurricane coming through. You want to prepare for it, don't you? Okay, then that's what we do. May the Ruach of Yah rest upon you all. May the strength of His Hamashiach fill your love. And may the word today, the Marpeh of Yah, the wholesome healing power of His word, heal you all. Hallelujah. And be strengthened, Israel, you that are listening by the live stream. We welcome you. We told you for your kindness, for your generosity, and your blessings toward Israel. Hallelujah. May Yah strengthen you all. Told you for your offerings and your gifts, all that you send. Yah Barak Yah. Bless you all, Israel, that are listening. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Come on, you all, and sing for the honor of Yah. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For it is by the excellence of your truth that we come before you and delight in Yeshua, the living word. Bless Israel, your people scattered abroad, those that join us today on the live stream. We ask all things in Yeshua's mighty name. Take those down the highway safely as they journey in this inclement weather. But we do barak you for the rain, yeah, for we need it for the soil, for the gardens. We told that you, O Maria, for all things, in the precious name of Yeshua the Lamb, the lively tikva of Israel, we barak you. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.